วันอังคารที่ผ่านมา
On
ใช้ระบบ
he gave Dhamma talk to the north in Wat Prathat Gotgao using teleconference. He tested it on Tuesday. See how it worked? And it works. Thought I would have delay time, but very few. And test checking the homework through the video conference and see if I can see it through the teleconference. Yeah, and it works. This might be the first time. Maybe other monks could do the same in the future. He couldn't travel or get on the plane to give Dhamma talk anymore. There are quite a lot of germs on the plane. The circulation is not good. To travel by car is too tiring as well. Up in the north in Chiang Mai is very far. So he is using technology instead. Today, we are a slave of technology anyway, so let's use it for the good. Like Luang Pa, he said, he was among the first who gave Dhamma talks through the internet. Also among the first to teach watching the mind, being mindful, watching the mind. Among the first to teach this. And come to this era is like remote teaching, remote Dhamma talk. It might be over to America, to the US, maybe someday. Flying to the US, flying to the Europe, it takes a lot of time. It really consumes the time. This year we have a lot of monks at this temple. That the house or the monks can accommodate for only about 12 monks, so some cannot stay. We do not have enough place for all the monks, so we are building the new one. Previously, one house has only for one monk only. But the new one, we have two floors, four rooms, and we will not do more than this. This year, I don't know what's happening. A lot of people came to ordain, becomes a monk. Some monks have to stay temporarily. And asked to extend his stay. I can only extend for 2 months. The rest, I do not have enough places for them. It's good that you are interested in practicing Dhamma. We do not know what is going to happen in our life in the future. We are going to have elections soon. Among the mess, all the messy things around us, there are still good things. We still have good monks as example and role model. But bad monks also exist as well.
Innocent.
Before, I thought that monks who practice Dhamma would be all good, because when Long Pao went to see his master, all those masters looked very graceful. So when he met bad monks, he was confused. He don't answer anything. Some people would ask him, like, is this monk good? Is this monk bad? Is this monk good? He wouldn't just stay quiet. You cannot answer that with whether the monk is good or bad. You cannot answer that. Observe it yourself. Monks are not all good or not all bad. You have to choose. You have to know how to choose. Observe it well. What you thought, this monk might be good, he might not be good. Actually, you just learn to practice Dhamma, and when you're in doubt, you know it. You can observe it yourself. Good people and bad people, if you really observe it, you can distinguish it. Like Long Pao before, he never get to observe the monks, never get to observe all the lay people. He thought that all the people might want to practice using ourselves as standard, but not all of them. Some just come to find boyfriend, girlfriend as well, but not at this temple yet. He just heard the news that a monk has been ordained for a long, long time. There's a girl coming to see him every day. This girl visited him every day, talked to the monk every day. This monk gave the talk and the girl liked the monk. And finally, he left the monkhood. And soon after, the monk was shot dead. The girl already has a husband, actually. There's a lot of things that we cannot expect in this world. Use observation. Use a lot of observation. The Buddha also teach for people to judge whether he has the good precepts or not. We have to observe for a long time. Observe it for over a period of time. Don't just trust, don't just believe too soon, too quickly. It would be very dangerous. Sometimes you just trust people who talk so nicely. Sweet talk doesn't mean he's all good. What he taught is the principle of practicing. You know the principle and go to practice. To watch the body, watch it at present. Smile. Do you feel that your body is smiling? Nodding now? Do you feel that your body is nodding? Don't try to force it like this. Don't control it like this. You control the body and then you control the mind like this. Some make the face very stressful, some kind of slip into sleepiness. That's nonsensical. Use your natural mind. Use your natural state of mind to observe the mind and the body. Breathing in, feel it. Breathing out, know it. When you're breathing long, know so. When you're breathing short, know so. It's that easy. Just know it. The Buddha has never taught when you breathe how he never taught to watch where the breath touch each point of the body. Just know that you breathe in, breathe out. Standing, you know so. Sitting, you know so. Like right now, are you aware that you're sitting? Do you have to think a lot whether you're sitting? You don't have to. You just know it. See, some just control your body, fix your body. That's not natural. What the Buddha teach is very natural. Breathing long, no so. Breathing short, no so. Breathing in, no so. Breathing out, no so. He said to breathe out first before breathing in, but some people confuse how to breathe out first. So just let the breathing in. You let it go naturally, and you start with the breathing out. When you breathe out, the mind is relaxed and comfortable. Use your natural state of mind. Know it comfortably, and it will be peaceful very quickly, and you can walk the wisdom easily. You will know that this whole body is breathing. This whole body that is moving is not us. If it's too fixed like this, it's not correct. The mind is wrong. If you're too fixed. Standing, no so. Walking, no so. Lying down, no so. Moving, body moving, no so. He told the person in front of him that the mind is too overfocused. That's wrong. Use natural state of mind. If the mind is correct, everything will be correct. The important thing is at the mind, whether you know it correctly. So it's very important to learn about the mind before you learn to walk the path of wisdom. Once we have a natural state of mind, we have a good mind, we have precepts, we have samadhi, then that is a good mind. When you meditate and your mind is stressful, that's incorrect. The best mind, it's a natural mind. When you watch the mind, you watch two things. First, you know the mind, and you know the behavior of the mind. First, you know the feeling. When you feel pleasant, unpleasant arise, you know so. When pleasant and unpleasant disappear, you know so. Angry arises, angry disappear, just know so. Know the feelings. Good, bad, mean, pleasant, unpleasant, you just know it. The other thing is to know the behavior of the mind. The mind has intention. Like it's hungry for the feelings. Like the mind wants to see, so it's wanting to see. The mind wanted to hear, so it ran to the ears. The mind wants to see, the mind went to the eyes. The mind wants to think, it goes to the to think. Sometimes the mind gets attached, but it gets stuck, sink down into the feelings. We just know so. Keep knowing it. So, to watch the mind, the first thing you can know the feelings, good, bad, pleasant, and unpleasant. The second thing is to know the behavior of the mind. Sometimes it runs through the eyes, runs through the ears, runs to the thought, all that. When it's peaceful, not running out, you know so. You can watch either one. And we will know that all kind of mind is impermanent. It cannot be controlled. Whether the mind is good or bad, it's all impermanent. It runs to the eyes. It's only for temporary. It's not, it does not stay there all the time. The mind that is pleasant or unpleasant, we cannot choose. The mind that is good or bad, also we cannot control it, we cannot choose it. It just works on itself. It works by its own. All kinds of mind is impermanent, cannot be controlled. It's not self. Everyone can feel it. It's just not, it's not difficult to know it. Now you're smiling, are you aware? To feel it, you can do so, but you just don't feel it. The problem is that you just ignore it. You just don't feel it. It's very easy, to feel it. Like when our mind has desire, we run to see the things that we love. Like we like a superstar, we run to see the superstar, but we are not aware that desire arises. Driving, someone cut over our car, we just run and look at the person in that car, but we are not aware that anger has already arisen. We are just not used to feeling or knowing it. So in the beginning, be mindful. Be mindful of every movement of the body and the mind. When the body is moved, no so. When the mind or the body stops, no so. Do you notice that our mind runs here and there all the time? It changes all the time. Sometimes pleasant, unpleasant, sometimes neutral. Just watch it like this. Watch the body, watch the mind, until you see the truth that this body is all suffering. It's just a matter. The mind is impermanent. It cannot be controlled. All the feelings also cannot be controlled. The behavior of the mind, it runs here and there. Just know so. Be aware of it so that we know the three characteristics: suffering, impermanent, and non-self. Don't be afraid of the word vipassana. It's not something very difficult. Sometimes you hear people do the meditation and their body shaking. That's not vipassana. They claim that they got some kind of wisdom. No, that's not the wisdom at all. Or sometimes you meditate and you feel that your body get bigger and bigger and bigger. Or your body got very light when you enter deep meditation. Some people just, the body's raised higher from the floor or jump up high. Some of the master, when the master do the meditation, deep meditation, the body can actually be disappeared. So that's all about meditation, all the peaceful kind of meditation, samadhi, but not vipassana. Some people like to play about meditation, but not vipassana. Are you aware that you are smiling? Not we are smiling, the body is smiling. It's not difficult to be aware of the body and the mind. Do you like to hear about ghost story? Are you scared of ghosts? Are you still staying at the temple today? We have a lot of ghosts here in this temple. You practice and you see the ghosts, but you do not see what's happening in the mind. The ghost can be anywhere. Don't be scared. Don't be too scared. You can be a little scared and just know it. Just recite Butto, Butto, Butto to get samadhi. Do you want to see ghosts? You can wish it. Ask for it. What is laughing? Are you aware that the body is lost laughing? The mind is lost already. You forget about your body. The most important thing is the mind. Be mindful. Breathing in, breathing out, sitting, walking. The mind is pleasant, unpleasant. See the changes. Know the changes. And this will get you out of suffering. The homework period. Just if you want to submit the homework, just make it short and brief. You don't have to thank you, to apologize, or anumodana, all the speeches, no need. Just your homework. Just the essence. First time, his first time submitting homework. He's been practicing for 9 months. He started by knowing his anger. The formal meditation, he used the breathing meditation. Longpa said, that's good, keep practicing. That's good. Now, actually, he said that the person is used to controlling. The mind is a little tight, just know so. Longpa asked whether she knows that her mind is not the same. The world is kind of further away. The mind will be separate from the world. The aggregates separate out. The body and the mind are separate things. And you will see that everything is impermanent, cannot be controlled. Everything is suppressing us. Do you see the mind at wanting to speak? It's in the middle of your chest. It's pushing out of your chest. You just wanted to speak. Okay, keep practicing it. First time submitting homework. Are you aware that your mind is not the same? It has changes? Just practicing. Are you aware that your mind is out? Do you notice that? Breathe in, breathe out. Don't let the mind go out, lost. She practices by reciting the word putto, putto. And put the mind at the breeze. And the mind get peaceful very quickly. She's got a problem. She didn't know how to do it. Then she feels that her mind is scattered. The mind is busy thinking. Then she follows to see the thinking mind. Until she sees something that she likes, this a state where she likes it because that never happened to her before. And she thinks that this is not true. She comes back and is very peaceful. Nopal said, you don't have to fix it. Whatever it is, just let it be, but no so. Do you see that the busy mind is not permanent? The peaceful mind is also not permanent. We are not practicing to be good. We are practicing to know that everything is impermanent. The mind is busy, no so. When you recite the word putto and the mind moves out and you know so, that's correct. How should I fix it? Longpa said, just know when the mind changes. See the changes to see the movement of the mind. Be aware of the changes of the mind. When it comes to a fearful state, know so. When it becomes aware very clearly, know so. When it goes down to dullness, know so.
สงบก็รู้ว่าสงบไม่ได้ฝึกว่าจะเอาอะไรนะ
We are not practicing to gain anything. Just feel it. Just observe it and know it. Some people do the meditation, but the appearance, the outside body doesn't look very nice outside. Now he's talking about another person. He knows a person do the sitting meditation and the posture is very good, very nice. But another person look very comfortably. And then he stretched his leg. People laugh at him. The master said, don't laugh at him. The body might not be correct, but his mind is very correct. So just don't lose the mindfulness. That's the important thing. Next, try to depend on yourself. Don't ask a lot of questions. Before I get to listen to your Dhamma, I had an accident. I was got into a car accident. And the condition was very terrible, very severe. I can breathe very, the breathing is very difficult. But the mind is awake. The mind thinks that I'm dying. So I make a wish, if I am going to die, may good things bring me to the good place. And I just recite the word putto, putto, putto. And I can see that the body and the mind separate out. And I have no feeling about the body. But the mind still recite the word putto, putto. I don't know for how long. And it just disappears. And everything is silent. And I know nothing. Then I wake up again. And I can hear the sound of the surroundings. Everything is so light. The pain is all gone. Longpa said, when we're dying, this is the process. She asked, is that dying? She said, no, you're not dying. Otherwise, you cannot be sitting here. She said, she didn't have the breathe. She cannot feel the breathing in, breathing out at all. Yes. Longpa said, yes, only the mind. You can feel the mind. So when we are very severe, when we are dying, we will not have this physical sense. We will only have the mental phenomena. And now the good and the bad things will take us to the next state. She stays with putto. Nothing is better than putto. She asks for homework. Just watch that this body is not us. The body is not ourselves. See the skin, the hair, the eyebrow, all the body elements. When the mind gets peaceful or busy, just know so. Have the body as a home base. Next. I haven't been submitting homework to you for a long time. Recently, I listened to your Dhamma talking. I heard that a person get into a deep meditation of jhana, and she said he has only one mind left. And once that happened, the body and the mind will not be together any longer. So my mind taught my mind itself. I thought, and I can feel that the mind and the body separate out as well. Longpa said, well, if it's separate out, that's good. He said, recently, when the mind becomes pleasant and pleasant, now it no longer kind of attach or relate to the body. meaning that the mind can be happy or happy regardless of what the body is. He's feeling that we just get used to feeling that this is ourselves. Longpa said, just be careful of if you have too much wisdom. Sometimes you talk about Dhamma and you jump into it, you have too much wisdom. That's an obstacle to vipassana. Make sure that you come back to the home base. Just that. Next. Good that you know it when the mind moves out of the base. Last time I got the homework, stay strong, do the meditation every day. Longpa said, yes, do you feel that you're stronger? You have more energy, you're stronger. She said, you got the homework to see the anger, and I found it. He said, good. She said, you see other defilement as well, like the ego, the self-center, or whatever we speak, whatever she speaks, to feel that she has self. Nipa said, that's correct. Do you see that we cannot control it? It just be like that by itself, comes by itself, goes by itself. Just observe it. Next. She got the homework last time to see that herself yesterday and today are not the same. Now she gets to understand it. Nipa said, good. Is your mind like this in daily life? If it's like this, that's not good. It will be too tiring.
When I'm observing my body, I know my muscles, whether it's tense or relaxed. But when it comes to observing the mind, I'm not sure whether my mind is controlling or relaxed, or whether I can really see the separation of body and mind. So there are many of these things that I'm not sure of. Please advise me.
To watch the body, know the feelings. Just know the feelings. When you watch the body, if you get in doubt how to watch the mind, just know that you have the doubt. This is calling watching the mind. Notice of your feelings. Right now, you get lost into thought. Are you aware? You are lost in thought now. Just be aware that your mind goes out to think. Now your mind goes out to Longpa. Are you aware of it? Just know it. So your mind moves all the time, just know that. Or when you have feelings arises in your mind, just know it. Like so he just taught, we can know the first thing is the mind, the feelings. The second thing is the behavior of the mind. Like the mind runs to Longpa, the mind runs to think. We just notice, and we can see that the mind works by itself. Right now, you're lost in thought again. Are you aware of that? Do you know that? We just know that when you know that you just get lost, the mind gets relaxed. When you know that the mind gets off, now you're thinking a lot, busy thinking, and you feel kind of stressed. But once you be aware, once you're aware that you're lost in thought, your mind will be awake. You think a lot, you think too much. So be mindful of the feelings. Don't think. You think too much. Next. Number 7.
This is my first time submitting. Morning. I have been practicing for about 12 months, and I'm not sure whether I'm doing it correctly.
Correct. Yes, correct. good. Do you know that your mind is light, comfortable? The body is, and the mind are separate things. The feelings and the mind are so separate things. What you're practicing is good. But the blue one, the first one, you're too focused, over-focusing. You feel kind of tight in your chest. Don't focus, don't control. Let it be naturally, be comfortable. You control too much. Number two.
Hello, I'm Paul. Something I don't feel 4 months ago. You asked me to watch idle the process of thinking, wanting, or suffering. Suffering and the wanting, it's a lot to watch, but the thinking, it's a lot less. Yeah, sorry. So the process of thinking, wanting, and suffering. One part asked me to watch the three steps in the whole process. The suffering and the wanting is easy to see for me, but the thinking is a bit more difficult, so it's a bit better.
Don't watch the thought. Just know that the mind goes out to think. The thought is about the story. The story is not important. The important is you know that the mind goes off to think. Once you know that the mind goes off to think, the awakened mind will arise automatically. You will feel, you will be mindful automatically. Now you're thinking. You're lost in thought now. Just know that the mind lost to think. Not to watch the thoughts, watch the mind that goes out to think.
The mind also feels very maxed out, very exhausted, very dry. Am I doing it correctly?
It's dry because you're not into deep meditation like jhana. Meditation has two ways. The first thing, you just watch the mind. That would be very dry. Pleasant, unpleasant, you'll be aware of it. We can develop on this way as well. The other way, when the mind gets dry, we do the meditation, the peaceful kind of meditation. No debris, you stay with the breeze, become peaceful, become bright and calm, so the mind can be get to rest and go back to the practicing vipassana. So there are two ways, dry and not dry. But some people cannot do meditation at all. Just watch the movement. Just watch the body. It can be dry, that's normal. Be patient. Bear with it. It's dry and you don't like it. Know it. If you know it, then that's okay. Be impartial to the dry. We'll know all the phenomena with impartial mind. You still control your mind. The mind still has the weight. You control it. Don't control it. You can be lost, but don't get lost for too long. Just know it. If you're afraid to be lost, you want to be knowing all the time. It would be too controlling, too focused. Next, Thai people who always get lost.
34 37 34
Am I practicing correctly? He asked, don't you know it? Why don't you know it yourself? Do you see changes in yourself? Yes. Do you feel that your mind is more natural? Your mind is further away from the world? Mind and body separate out? See, the mind is moving, but the mind is watching. All the feelings are kind of further away, but sometimes the mind gets synced out into it to combine into one. But sometimes it's separate out. Sometimes it's combined, sometimes it's separate out. You just know it. Just now, you just get lost in thought. Do you know it? You just know it. How should I practice? Just do like this. Next. My last time submitting homework is 3 years ago. Longpa said I was stuck in Samatha. Longpa said she is better now. She doesn't get stuck like before. Now your mind is relaxed. Just use this relaxed mind to observe the mind. We are just the watcher. Watch it. Watch the body work by itself. Like now you are thinking. Do you see that your mind is out thinking? Yeah, the mind is good or bad, just know so. If you don't know anything, if the mind is not moving, you can watch the body. The body is not us. You're practicing correctly. Next. We can hear a lot of bird sound. The sound of this bird is not very nice. I'm watching the phenomena. Lately, I can feel that it's relaxed, light. Just Longpa said, if you know, if it's light and you know so, then it's correct. If it's light and you doubt, then you just know that your mind is in doubt. Now you're getting a little too tight. Before you're not tight, but now you're tight. You try to focus, to control. Be aware of the changes of the mind. What you are practicing is good. I will practice to ask a respect for Longpa. He said, good. Very good. Next. He thought that he might be practicing wrongly. He feel tight. When he do the formal meditation, he need to use his effort to control to do it. Longpa said to do the formal meditation, if the mind doesn't want to do it and you want to make it to do it, you feel tight. That's normal. But you have to do the formal meditation. Yes, you have to. And you just know that you control it. And once you get used to doing the formal meditation regularly, then it will be normal. It will be relaxed. But at first, you really have to bear with it. You have to control it a bit in the beginning. You just know that you're controlling it. And if once you do it every day, then it will get relaxed. When it's time, you will just feel that you want to do the formal meditation. It will be the reverse. Once you get used to the regular, keep practicing. In the beginning, it's like this. Okay, thank you. Go back home. Cannot be longer than this. Otherwise, we lose our concentration.